Cool, Bucky. Monique speaking. Hi. Yeah, I think they just wanted an update on how Jim's going. Yep. That would be great. Yep. No. Yep. Okay. No, I think that's pretty much on par with James's mental health in general. He goes through these little ups and down periods. Yeah. He used to be fairly good. There'd be times where he didn't want to take some medications, but the staff would be able to go back and try again, and they usually were successful. He had quite a few SIRs with different residents in the past. Yeah, either he intruded on their space or he thought they were intruding on his. Yeah, I think that's his main cons is that impulsive behavior. Yeah, that might be helpful, I think. I can't remember if he's on quetiapine or not already. No. Yeah, I feel like he was already on quetiapine. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it sounds like they feel like they've probably scratched as much as they can with Jim. Yeah, he's already on quetiapine twice a day, 25 milligrams twice a day. No. Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, there. Yeah, citalopram 20 milligrams once, and mirtazapine 15, quetiapine 25 BD with that tapentadol, but they're reducing that with the increase of the buprenorphine. But no ERNs. Yeah, nighttime didn't seem to be a problem. Like there'd be time, he would. Just little things like he would just turn off fridges and things like that, but I think that's from way back when in the days where he used to do those. So we would then turn them off of a night, and then there'd be a puddle on the floor from where he's turned his fridge off. That's the only concern that we've ever had with Jim overnight. He's pretty well slept well overnight, and no wakings or concerns there. No, the behaviour is pretty much pretty steady throughout the day. Yep. No worries. We'll let you know when we hear anything. Thank you. No major concerns. Nope. Thank you. Bye.